A recent report is creating a buzz about the health of drinking water, especially among Kewaunee County residents. In recent years, more mega dairy operations, called CAFOs, have swallowed up the county's fragile fields. Many homeowners insist their private wells have been contaminated because manure is making its way into the groundwater. They hope the study will prove them right. The research will be discussed Tuesday at a Kewaunee County meeting. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz attended a recent meeting there and says the frustration among residents was palpable.
People filed into the meeting room on the fairgrounds of Kewaunee County, located just south of Door County, as Chuck Wagner opened the meeting.
So we'd like to call the meeting to order.
Wagner chairs the Land and Water Conservation Committee.
So is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak before the committee?
You bet there were people who wanted to speak. Residents who depend on private wells say they have largely felt invisible. For years, they've insisted that their wells are contaminated, and the cause is massive amounts of manure from concentrated animal feeding operations called CAFOs. The owners of those mega farms store manure and then spread the waste, which neighbors say seeps into the ground, affecting the water they drink. Arlen Carnup lives close to a CAFO.
My parents ran a farm till 99, and the land was sold. And since then, our well is contaminated. And those pictures there show everything. So,
Carnup passed around photos taken earlier that morning outside his family home. The yard was blanketed in still frozen manure.
When it melts now, like Thursday, is going to end up in the East Twin River, that frozen pond.
The East Twin River, in fact, all of Kewaunee, Door, Manitowoc, and parts of two more counties, are part of one massive watershed.
I just wanted to add a few things to what my husband said.
That's Mary Lou Carnup. She says they have children and grandchildren.
I'm having a new grandchild in summer, and I have to keep my daughter-in-law away from our water. This is not how we should be living. We've lost the value in our house, and everybody says it's not their fault. And what do you want us to do about it? I want it to stop.
There were CAFO farmers in the room, but nobody spoke out. But in other interviews, CAFO owners have said they face stiffer environmental rules than smaller farms, and they follow those rules. CAFO critics have affected some change in managing what can be a daunting environmental challenge. Last year, the state revised its manure-spreading rules for places like Kewaunee that have fragile topography, a combination of little topsoil with fractured bedrock called karst below. The new rule puts some limits on where and how farmers can spread manure. In particular, farmers cannot spread during the winter when fields are frozen. During the meeting, as Kewaunee County's Land and Conservation Director, Davina Boness, reported to the committee, she pointed out one potentially problematic nuance of the law. She says manure spreading season is coming soon, no matter the weather conditions.
Yes, April 16th, according to law, people can spread no matter what is on the ground.
When Chair Chuck Wagner closed the meeting, he invited people to come to the next one. That's coming up tomorrow, and it's likely many residents will try to be there. U.S. Department of Agriculture microbiologist Mark Borchardt will be presenting his latest research. He's done extensive work in Kewaunee County. 2 years ago, he reported that both bovine manure and human waste contributed to the county's contaminated water issues. Now, after deploying new analysis, Borchardt found that farming and animal manure pose far greater risks than other factors. Kewaunee County residents hope Borchardt's findings result in stiffer farming regulations. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.